WCV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Voting has begun in New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation primary election. Just after midnight, the six registered voters in Dixville Notch voted, first of the first, all six voting for Nikki Haley, a result not likely to be repeated later on Tuesday. 538 statistical analyst Galen Druk.
In all reality here, I don't think we're talking about a path to the nomination for Nikki Haley, because let's be clear, Trump leads Haley by 14 points in New Hampshire, and that is the most competitive state in the country.
On Monday, Joliet, Illinois police announced they were looking for Romeo Nance, suspected of fatally shooting eight people at three locations. On Monday night, it was announced that Nance was found southwest of San Antonio, dead from a self-inflicted gunshot. Hours after 29,000 California State University system faculty members went on strike, negotiators reached tentative agreement on a contract. This is ABC News. Here in New York City, the city plans to wipe out more than $2 billion worth of old medical debt for up to a half million residents. The city working with a nonprofit that buys medical debt for pennies on the dollar. Medical debt is a top cause of personal bankruptcies. Ahead of Oscar nominations being announced on Tuesday, the Razzies celebrating the not best in film are out.
I got this situation where I need your help.
Sylvester Stallone's action film Expendables 4 didn't need any help getting Razzie Award nominations. The sequel scored the most, 7, from the group that nominates what it sees as the worst performances of the year. Expendables 4 up for Worst Picture against The Exorcist, Believer, Meg 2, The Trench, Shazam, Fury of the Gods, and the only non-sequel in the category, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. In the various acting categories, a lot of big names with nominations, from Russell Crowe to Dame Helen Mirren, Salma Hayek, and 2 for Megan Fox.
It's time to get loud.
Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Hospital Sisters Health System announced Monday that they are closing two hospitals in western Wisconsin, the Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls will both close by the end of April. They say the closures are due to prolonged operational and financial stress placed on the hospitals that began with COVID. Vice President Kamala Harris was in suburban Waukesha County Monday while the legal battle over reproductive rights in Wisconsin wages on.
In a state whose motto is forward, these extremists are trying to take us backward. Well, we're not having that.
State lawmakers took testimony Monday on a bill to put a shorter window on legal abortion to a statewide referendum this spring. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks beat the Pistons again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee beat the Pistons in Detroit for the second time, 122-113, part of a two-game series. Chris Middleton with 26 points, surpassing the big dog Glenn Robinson as the third highest career scorer in Bucks history. He also had a few words with his teammates late in the game.
Just to take away confusion, that's all it was. So, you know, guys make their calls, stay with it. We all honor the call of what's being said out there. That's the only way we beat one team and we stay on the same page. That's all that was about.
The Bucks returned to Pfizer form Wednesday night with the start of a two-night stand against the Cleveland Cavaliers. NFL, the Packers continue meetings following their season-ending loss to the 49ers. I asked Preston Smith what he told the younger players that they need to be thinking about next.
You know, we got to have a championship offseason. We got to focus on the things that we can improve on and come out there and make sure that our weaknesses are our strengths now and that we improve on the things we're good at.
That's Packers linebacker Preston Smith. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds in the overnight with lows bottoming out in the mid and upper 20s. Light winds across the area. On Tuesday, we'll have a wintry mix of some rain, snow, and freezing drizzle. Any kind of snow accumulation out there, very, very minimal, with highs reaching the middle 30s. It's 30 at our studios.
Hey, everybody, Toddy's off, but Trygve Olsen's in the guest host chair. He has Joe Trippi and Stuart Stevens tomorrow at noon on the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Matt Nair on here. So very happy to have you along with us. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Switch on the board coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us if you want to call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Or if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can leave a message there as well. Busy, busy show today for a Monday. Dr. Kristen Lierley is going to be joining us at 10:30. Today would have been the 51st anniversary of Roe versus Wade. And, of course, that got overturned.
Yep.
And that is one of the big reasons why Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin today. She is in Big Bend at the International Union of Painters and Allied Trade District Council 7. And she, again, it's our belief she's going to be addressing the overturning of Roe and what this has meant. And Mike Crute, who is with, of course, Civic Media and the Devil's Advocates, did call in. He is at the scene and said there are apparently some pro-Palestinian protesters who are making it a little bit difficult traffic-wise if you are trying to attend this in Big Bend. So just be aware that that is going on.
Yeah.
Also, 1106, we're going to lighten things up a little bit. The Oak Creek Girls Basketball Club president, Carrie Greving, is going to be joining us. Fancy Brian's Kelly daughter, Darby, is in this program, this basketball program.
That's a very fun set. Fancy Brian Kelly's daughter, Darby.
Yes. And she's involved in this program, and they're having their big shootout this weekend.
Fun.
I know.
I love it.
I love it, too. So we're going to learn more about that. And then at 11:50, Civic Media Zone reporter Stuart J. Waddles will be joining us for an update. Vice President Kamala Harris expected to speak about 12:15. So Stuart will join us at 11:50 to give us a little update and let us know what is happening from Big Bend.
Yeah.
To start off with, though, we're going to talk about, well, it lasted longer than I thought it would. I mean, I predicted he was going to drop out months ago. Ron DeSantis is out.
He's out. He's gone. It's surprising. It's surprising because it's almost like Scott Walker all over again. He came in guns blazing. Like, this is my town now. I was the red wave in 2022, and there's nothing you can do about it. And
it lasted 74 whole days.
Man, he stepped out on that stage and the hot floor was lava because it just was nothing but problem after problem for that man.
And it was, if I remember correctly, it was a spending issue as well for Scott Walker, who burned through an incredible amount of money in like a month and a half. And that also seems to have been part of the problem with the DeSantis campaign, mm-hmm. burning through tons of cash.
Yeah.
Including travel on private jets. That adds up.
Yeah, and those jets aren't small generally. Those are big because you got a big...
You got to take your people.
You're a governor, so you're going to have security. You're going to have your governor's staff, your campaign staff. And the other thing, too, is from both Walker and DeSantis from the sidelines seemed like these young you know, they were going to take the GOP in a new direction. They were
new leadership, new blood.
Said the hip guys, but come on. But then they really got out there and they had to start talking. And as they started talking, people realized, oh, this isn't the guy. It's not the guy. And let's not forget, Walker was bankrolled by the Koch brothers. They were his bet. And he lasted a little bit longer, but yeah, he left relatively soon.
Oh, he was out within a month and a half,
It was so. And now DeSantis is going to go back to his he'll campaign. He immediately endorsed Trump,
which I have to laugh about, because it was just a couple of weeks ago that Ron DeSantis was pointing out that as long as you kiss Donald Trump's ring, everything is good. And he was mocking his opponents for doing just that.
Yep.
As soon as they dropped out of the presidential race. And it's like, well, I'm throwing all my support behind Donald Trump. And then what does Ron DeSantis do? He does the exact same thing.
And, you know, usually when you drop out, you don't endorse right away unless it's like super, super, like it's so soon. He could have dropped out and said, I'm going back to Florida, and then endorsed.
Would it have made much difference?
No, it wouldn't have. But see, like now, not only did he endorse Trump, but he immediately had to start slamming Nikki Haley in the same speech. He didn't have to mention Haley. He just said, I'm endorsing Trump. He's our guy. He's going to be the Republican nominee. And I signed a pledge saying I will vote for the Republican nominee. Wouldn't it be crazy if Nikki Haley became the Republican nominee and all of these people who, because I don't know, folks, if you know this, but Senator Tim Scott, endorsed Trump as well.
Yes.
Big news. But wouldn't it be amazing if she became the nominee and all these individuals who've done nothing in her party but lambast her and slam her have to come back crawling? And she is, I don't like her politics, but I think she's classy enough. And she also knows as a brown woman, she can't be Donald Trump. She has to be nice to them. Donald Trump gets to make fun of them as they come crawling back to him. She doesn't have that luxury. So she has to be classy.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying.
I would love to see that happen. I'd love to. Oh my God.
That would be quite a feat.
That'd be amazing.
That would be quite a feat. And I do just want to remind folks as well that the only person who has not signed a pledge to support the eventual nominee for the Republican Party is Donald Trump.
What?
I know. What a shock.
Because if he doesn't get the nominee, it was rigged. It was fake.
They were cheating.
Yeah, we're in the Matrix right now.
The only way cheating didn't happen is if I win.
Exactly. That's being said by a 78-year-old man who wants to be president and many local schoolboys on ball yards and schools. So yeah, nice.
And I also wanted to share a couple of these clips. And again, we know that we live in this far more than most people. You have lives, you have kids, you have grandkids. There are other things.
Lucky.
There are a lot of other things that garner your attention. But I think it's important that we hear some of these clips from the former president.
Yeah.
When we hear so much about, oh, Joe Biden is too old. He's so old and he's failing. And
he can't say a sentence.
And yes, he can't put together a sentence. Let's listen to Donald Trump referring to, he thought he was talking about Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
That's not who he called the Speaker of the House. Calvin, do you have that clip? Let's go.
I want you to listen to Trump in Concord, New Hampshire yesterday when he thought he was bashing Nikki Haley. Looks like he got her confused with Nancy Pelosi. Listen.
By the way, they never report the crowd on January 6th. You know, Nikki Haley. You know, did you know they destroyed all of the information, all of the evidence, everything?
Really?
Deleted and destroyed all of it.
No.
All of it. Because of lots of things. Like Nikki Haley is in charge of security. We offered her 10,000 people, soldiers, National Guard, whatever they want. They turned it down.
Oh.
See, a lot of erroneous information there, including the falsehood that the Speaker of the House does not have the authority to turn away troops in.
That's a clip from CNN, and there is more, in which they also point out that no, evidence was not deleted from the January 6th committee, and actually you can find all of it online. It's all been archived. If you want to read it, And if you didn't watch any of the hearings on January 6th, I would highly encourage you to do
so.
It was really compelling stuff.
It's when he goes that, like, he comes down here like this, like, come here, I'm going to tell you a secret. It's all in shambles. There's nothing to trust. I'm the only one for you.
Well,
and we're gonna take over the entire United States, Cleveland. Because when he talks about a city, he says it like it's the first time he's ever said the word.
This came up last week. And again, I think it is worth pointing out and just mentioning that the former president believes that any president should have complete and total immunity, as one does, at least in one mind, apparently. Play that clip, Calvin.
You have to give a president immunity. Otherwise, take a look at Harry Truman. He wouldn't have done, if you think Hiroshima, not exactly a nice act, but it did end the Second World War, probably. Right? Nagasaki, he wouldn't be doing that. He said, I don't want to do that because my opponents will indict me. You have to give a president full and total immunity.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You really don't.
You, like...
using that logic.
Logic? Oh, that's a stretch.
But using this argument that presidents are entitled to complete and total immunity, then current President Joe Biden could do anything he wanted, anything, and you could not hold him accountable for it because he needs complete and total immunity in order to effectively president.
I want a president for everybody. I will take over Japan and go to Nagasaki. Seriously, I don't understand why that man, he knows how to read. He knows how, but I have to imagine that there's a whiteboard on his plane or in a room where they write the word out phonetically and they like, nag. And he just can't help himself. By the way, live stream comment, Tony Zimmerman says, Greg, love that impression. You're welcome. I worked on that at exactly 0 moments. It just came out of my soul.
One more clip, Calvin, that I want us to play. Again, talking about cognitive abilities, who is sharper, who's the sharper knife in the drawer. listen to this clip from the former president.
You know, we have more liquid gold and wealth under our feet than any other nation. We have more liquid gold, oil and gas, more liquid gold. Well, I just met non-liquid gold. You know where it was? Iowa. It's called corn. It's non-liquid. That's my take. You have more non-liquid gold. They said, what is that? I said, corn. They said, we love that idea. You know, that's a pretty cool thought, isn't
so
it?
Unique.
That's a nickname in its own way, but we came up with a new word for a new couple of words for corn. Okay. We're also going to place strong protections to stop banks and regulators from trying to debank you from your, you know, your political beliefs, what they do. They want to debank you, and we're going to debank. Think of this. They want to take away your rights. They want to take away your country. The things you're doing, all electric cars, give me a break. If you want an electric car, good. But they don't go far. They're very expensive.
Debank? They're going to debank
you. Is this the word I made up in the moment? And liquid gold, I give all the best nicknames.
And I invented that nickname. No one else has ever heard that nickname. I'm so wonderful. If you ever want to check in, 844-967-2789. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW,
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Even Republicans know what they don't like, Vivek.
As of this moment, we are going to suspend this presidential campaign.
This is like the Captain Kirk of goodbye speeches. I must leave the race
there
now.
Is no path to victory.
There is no path for
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Thank you so very much for joining us. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Calvin coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Text us at 844-967-2789. Or if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter, you can leave a comment there as well. Coming up in a little bit, Dr. Kristen Lierley is going to be joining us at 10:30. We are going to talk about a new Wisconsin Republican proposal to outlaw abortions after 14 weeks. Of course, Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin, she's in Big Bend today, going to be speaking about what would have been the 51st anniversary of Roe versus Wade before it was overturned by the courts. So Dr. Lierley is going to be joining us to talk about that. Right now, though, we are talking about Ron DeSantis dropping out of the presidential race over the weekend, the former president confusing Nikki Haley for Nancy Pelosi, as one does, I guess.
We got a couple of texts from Andrew from Maine here. He said, destroyed all the information with regard to the stuff.
January 6th.
Destroyed all the information that McCarthy released to Fox Entertainment. Very good point. Mm-hmm. And then also, if we stop electing individuals whose age is above the average Phoenix temperature, maybe we could worry a little less about their cognition. That's a discussion to have. I mean, like, should there be an age limit on how, like, when you can serve as president, you know?
Again, we've talked about this. There are age limits for CEOs of companies.
There's age limits for cops. There's age limits for there's
age limits for all kinds of things.
Yeah, I think, yeah. What the age should be, different conversation, but it's definitely a conversation worth entertaining. And we do have some live stream comments. Scott McClellan, he just met Korn. This is talking about Donald Trump talking about
liquid gold.
Liquid gold.
Look what we just invented, liquid gold.
At 78 years old, truly a man of the farmers.
Yes.
And also, he is a fan still. He said, Board Lord is my favorite nickname for Calvin.
For Calvin, excellent. Good to know.
Switch sounded like, this is what you did at the top of the hour, Switch sounded more like his Matrix name, like Neo and Switch and... And we're gonna take over. And
okay, that's getting way too complicated.
You've seen the Matrix?
It's way too complicated for me.
And well, you know, I mean, hey, I'm just here to bring you what the kids talk about.
Any other comments?
Yeah, we had one from Saul Rosenberg who said Nikki Haley has turned into a rhino, which I think is a very interesting discussion point because I think people just think now if you don't agree with Donald Trump, you are a rhino because Nikki Haley is fantastically and indubitably conservative. She is far right, just not as right as you like. She has signed a pledge to outlaw abortion.
She has said, and this just within the last couple of days, that she is not against a national abortion ban, a federal national abortion ban.
Yep.
So I do want to remind folks that ostensibly the whole argument for overturning Roe was to send the issue back to the individual states. Mm-hmm. That was never the goal. The goal was always a national federal abortion ban.
Yeah, so it just goes back to if you don't align with
everything.
If you don't align with the orange obelisk, then you don't belong. And that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I want to remind folks also, if you are heading to Big Bend, Vice President Kamala Harris is going to be there. And I believe she's speaking about 12:15. But our very own Mike Crute from Devil's Advocates is also on the scene there. And apparently there's some traffic disruptions. There are some pro-Palestinian protesters who are there. So if you are trying to get in there, pack your patience. You're going to need it.
It's a virtue.
It is a virtue. It would also be a virtue to take losing graciously. A real quick, painful Packers recap. football recap in general.
Yeah.
Packers lose 24, what, 21?
24-27.
24.
Wasn't it?
24-21.
I was wrong. Oh, that 49ers. That was the Kansas City game. My mistake. Sorry, sports fans.
It's interesting reading some of the takes from some of the sports writers. And whoever our new kicker is, that poor kid.
Yeah. I mean,
he just missed it by a little bit. And my other observation from watching that game is Brock Purdy, who is the quarterback for the 49ers, looks like he's 12.
His name is Brock. What do you expect?
I'm serious. He looks like I want to give him scoochies. Because he's just such a
baby. How come when you say it, it's charming? When I say it, I get sent to HR again.
It depends on where you're giving the scoochie, I think. That's the critical.
That's my business. Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for the kid who missed the field goal.
Me
of course,
too.
Of course.
But I mean, for all of them.
But, like, at the end of the day, everyone I've spoken to about the game has said, one, no one expected it to go this way. I mean.
Or for them to get this far.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, no one expected us to be knocking on the door of the Super Bowl. Yeah, he missed a field goal, and that's too bad. And you know what? Shame on people who are like, Mason Crosby. You know what? Mason Crosby's not here.
And Mason missed a bunch, too, over the course of his career.
And Jordan Love threw an interception. Those things happen. But at the end of the day, it was still a three-point difference from a team that people had written off 2 months ago.
Yeah.
3 months ago to come this far. And that's just to say then, all right, cool. Where are you going to be next season? I mean, if you could pull together like this,
yes.
Where are you going to be next season? And the big question I have is Joe Barry sitting back going, all right, I think I'm good. We'll see. But yeah, I mean, it sucks, but nothing but honor. Nothing but honor for the season.
Absolutely. Yeah. Big props to the Packers. Yeah. Absolutely. So the next matchups, the Chiefs taking on the Ravens Sunday at 2:00. And then Sunday at 5:30, it's the Lions and the 49ers. And I decided yesterday after watching the first game, I am throwing my support because it makes such a big difference behind the Lions. I would love to see the Lions win the Super Bowl.
I would love to see a Lions Kansas City match. I think that'd be really fun. Both teams have been having a great season, having a lot of good times, but I think I would cheer for Detroit, you know.
I just feel like they endured the same kind of pain
with
decades of painful football, like we did with the Packers for so many decades. So to see them come this far is really wonderful, and I hope they take it all the way. I really do. I hope they get to take it all the way.
Absolutely.
When we return, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here, Vice President Kamala Harris, stopping in Wisconsin today. She is in Big Bend, and she's going to give a speech on what would have been the 51st anniversary of the Roe versus Wade decision, of course, until that got overturned by the Supreme Court.
Do you want to hear that speech? You know where you can hear that speech? Jane, guess where they can hear that speech? On the Civic Media app.
Which you should download.
Right now. It's free.
It's free, and it's very snappy. It has some very snappy features. Unlike other snappy apps, you will like our
app. Truly the snappiest of apps.
There you go.
That's the new one.
That's the new cell line. Okay. Stay close. We have news coming up. Everything you need to know. Plus, this is Matt Nair on Air. Keep it here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And I'll write your name. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't. Say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't. Say I didn't warn ya.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Voting has begun in New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation primary election. Just after midnight, the six registered voters in Dixville Notch voted, first of the first, all six voting for Nikki Haley, a result not likely to be repeated later on Tuesday. 538 statistical analyst Galen Druk.
In all reality here, I don't think we're talking about a path to the nomination for Nikki Haley, because let's be clear, Trump leads Haley by 14 points in New Hampshire, and that is the most competitive state in the country.
On Monday, Joliet, Illinois police announced they were looking for Romeo Nance, suspected of fatally shooting eight people at three locations. On Monday night, it was announced that Nance was found southwest of San Antonio, dead from a self-inflicted gunshot. Hours after 29,000 California State University System faculty members went on strike, negotiators reached tentative agreement on a contract. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden will be in Superior on Thursday to talk about the bipartisan infrastructure bill. He's coming on the heels of the announcement that Wisconsin and Minnesota are getting $1 billion to replace the Blatnik Bridge that connects Superior to Duluth. Details on exactly when and where the president will talk have not yet been released. Vice President Kamala Harris came to Big Bend, Wisconsin on Monday to tout reproductive rights. Wisconsin agriculture officials are reminding farmers to apply for crop insurance premium rebates through the end of January. The coverage is only offered on a first-come, first-served basis. There's no limit on acres an applicant can apply for, though farmers who got state or federal cost sharing to plant cover crops in 2023 are not eligible this year. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds in the overnight with lows bottoming out in the mid and upper 20s. Light winds across the area. On Tuesday, we'll have a wintry mix of some rain, snow, and freezing drizzle. Any kind of snow accumulation out there, very, very minimal, with highs reaching the middle 30s. It's 30 at our studios.
The Todd Almost Show.
Matt Flynn, thanks for joining us. As an attorney who's been in a lot of courtrooms, Trump may insist on giving part of his closing oral arguments on this case. I'm not sure if you ever saw the ABC series Boston Legal with William Shatner as Denny Crane. We're approaching Denny Crane territory here.
That's flat out crazy. It's like taking out your own appendix with a Bowie knife and you have no anesthesia. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Almost Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out, and for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I was only dreaming, yeah.
morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Thank you so very much for joining us. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, call or text, or call or text directly from the app at 844-967-2789, or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Very excited to have her join us for an extra day this week. Dr. Lyra Lee normally joins us on Thursdays from 11 to 11:30 for public cervix announcement, but I thought it would be more than fitting to have you join us today, Dr. Lyra Lee, as Vice President Kamala Harris stops in Wisconsin. She's in Big Bend today to talk on the what would have been the 51st anniversary of Roe versus Wade, of course, until that got overturned. So good morning, Dr. Lyra Lee. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. And just for commemorating, it still is the anniversary of the Roe decision. It always will be. And this is a really important day to just take a pause. That's why the vice president is in town, for us to say, okay, wait a minute, what's happening with women's health right now? And we talk about abortion because that's the spicy topic that gets everybody all riled up, and yep, emotions are the thing that's driving us right now. But this is a healthcare issue. Abortion is the tip of the iceberg. When it comes to women's healthcare, we are struggling to get access to contraception. We are struggling to get access to maternity care in rural parts of Wisconsin and all across the country. We're struggling to expand Medicaid coverage. We talked about this last week.
Yes.
Moms lose their insurance coverage at 2 weeks postpartum. Well, most moms die in the postpartum period and we're taking away their insurance. We could fix this. But politicians don't want to do that because it's a spicy political issue and they can use that to pluck your emotional heartstrings. So we've got to have these conversations. And that's what Matt and Air on Air is all about, isn't it?
We got it.
Calling in, asking questions.
Yep.
Like, let's have these conversations so that we can talk through things and solve some of these problems.
We have to talk about difficult things. We have to talk about difficult, uncomfortable things. And especially because one side is trying to make this a black and white issue, and it's not by any stretch of the imagination. Women's health care, maternal health care, miscarriage care, abortion care, this is not a one instance fits all and all of the same circumstances apply, because they just don't, Dr. Lyra Lee. And I think, wouldn't that be a nice, easy world? Yeah, but it's not.
It's not that way for anything.
It's not.
I mean, even, you know, we're talking about abortion, but like, what about a cancer diagnosis? You get diagnosed with colon cancer. There's a gender neutral cancer. Then what happens next? What do you choose? What are your options? Who do you turn to? Who is supporting you? What does your future look like? All of those things. There's so much uncertainty. An unplanned pregnancy or a pregnancy that is compromised in some sort of a way is the same situation. There are so many intricate issues within that pregnancy that involve not just, it's not like getting your oil changed.
Yeah.
You know, you're not at your 3,000 mile mark and you roll in and hand over some dollars and they change your oil. This is a life event and you deserve to be cared for.
844-967-2789. Tom from LA is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thank you so much for joining the show. What did you want to say?
Good morning. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. We must never forget it. And thank you, Dr. Lyra Lee, because of the fact that the issue is either a woman's right to choose versus big government's right to choose. And I'll tell you right now, I trust women more than I trust big government. And number two, just because a woman has the choice to terminate or not terminate a pregnancy doesn't mean she's necessarily going to terminate a pregnancy. And I wish everyone would get that through their head. This is a way to make women into second-class citizens where they cannot choose for themselves. And most women, 80% of the women out there, actually choose to have a child. I'm just really, really tired of people call it pro-life, and we all know what the opposite of pro-life is. That would be pro-death. So it's either pro-woman's right to choose or pro-government's right to choose. Thank you.
You bet, Tom. Thank you.
Thanks.
844-967-2789. Dr. Lyerly, I've always said, and I've said this for decades, government's so small it fits in my uterus. You know?
Because that, I know the people who are saying they want less government only want it in your exam room or your uterus.
Right. You want to get all up in my business where you don't belong, and it's not your decision.
And, you know, something Dr. Lyerly, go on.
Oh, I just wanted to say something about what Tom said, that when I have a conversation with a patient who is faced with that uncertainty of a new diagnosis, which is an unexpected pregnancy or a flawed pregnancy, the conversation that we have, the education, as we pull in more information, more resources, and we give them the space to be able to make a decision. I've had many patients who come in seeking abortion care who then end up walking away and establish with prenatal care or choose adoption care or go on to have a miscarriage. You know, things are not as they seem to be. And the only way that we can actually take care of each other and of ourselves as patients is to get the information we need, the education, the support, the resources, so that we can make those deeply individualized decisions.
And I think that's one of the things I find so troubling about this, Dr. Lyerly, from different things I've read from different parts of the country where they still have these total bans in effect. Women are afraid now to even ask questions of their physicians, mm-hmm. and their doctors are afraid to tell them. And when we've talked about this, when we've talked about this before, Dr. Lyerly, when this first happened and the Dobbs decision was struck down and the 1849 law here in Wisconsin kicked in, and I thought it was an egregious oversight that they did not codify things more specifically when it came to saving the life of the mother in case there were issues. And the more I've thought about this and the more that I've read about this, I believe that is absolutely intentional. So there is so much confusion and so much fear of possible conviction, a possible criminal, you know, I think that's intentional to just freeze doctors and their patients and the whole system because everyone is afraid to make a move because they don't know if they're going to land in prison.
Yeah, you're right. The chilling effect and the confusion about what's happening in other states. I mean, I can tell you about an example in Green Bay where a patient was in the exam room with her doctor, both of whom were savvy, educated, smart, engaged people. And her doctor called me and said, "My patient is afraid she's going to go to jail if she takes the abortion pills that she ordered online." And I said, "Absolutely not. That is not part of the ban. She cannot go to jail." And then there was a long pause. And my friend said, "Am I going to go to jail because I'm having this conversation with her?"
You're just talking about it.
But it's scary. Yeah. And you don't know. And your whole life is on the line. Your career, your medical license, your ability to take care of people in the future. People are so desperate for information and resources. And these things are hard to talk about anyway. Nobody wants to talk about vaginal bleeding. Nobody wants to talk about vaginal yeast infections. Nobody wants to talk about this stuff, but these things happen commonly. You know what I'm talking about out there, audience. I know that this is happening in your lives. Do you have someone who you can talk to about these issues? Abortion is all tied into all of this confusion, disinformation, misinformation, lack of education. That's why we need to be able to have these conversations, maybe not widely, which we do here every Thursday at 11 o'clock, but with a doctor, you know, with somebody who you trust, who's going to be able to answer your questions and make you feel empowered to make your own personal healthcare decisions.
844-967-2789. Tom from Grafton is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Hi, ladies. I am pro-life, but I do see that things have gone way too far under control and, you know, fear and putting people in jail and stuff like that. That's clear. But I do think there should be some middle point where there's not so many babies that are being aborted. And especially when you look back to 73, when supposedly there's 50 or 60 million. I mean, that's just terrible. And there's got to be something in the middle. And I think part of it is government's unwillingness to help women who decide to hold, to keep a baby. There's not much help on the other end once you've had the child. And that's shame on government, especially, it seems like, from the right. They talk about keeping the baby alive, you know, before they're born. But after they're born, it seems they seem too cheap and frugal or whatever. I don't know. But there's got to be something in the middle.
You make such a good point, Tom, and I think unfortunately that's why there is this trope anyway that they're pro-life until the baby's born and then you're on your own because there aren't any social safety nets. We can't even get Robin Voss to bring this bipartisan bill to expand Medicaid coverage for women in Wisconsin for up to a year that has bipartisan support, and they won't do it. So I think there's a lot.
We know that would pass if he would.
Yes, it would pass. So I think you're absolutely right, Tom. But there has to be some compromise then on what are you going to do for me after the baby comes? What kind of support am I going to get? Yeah. Am I going to get parental leave? Yeah. There's lots of different factors involved. And there doesn't seem to be much planning for that. It's just like, just have it.
Yeah.
Just have the kid. Mm-hmm. You're on your own. Good luck.
Yep.
Tom, I really appreciate you calling and sharing that perspective because that's the whole thing. If we could prevent all abortion care in the world, that would be fantastic. It'll never happen because there will always be complicated pregnancies and really difficult situations. So we'll never be able to stop all abortion care. But if everyone was educated and had access to contraception and birth control worked for everybody, and we didn't have rape and incest and all of those other difficult social scenarios that feed into it, and then we had support for parents like affordable child care and all of those other things that you need to be able to raise a family, it would be a totally different world. And there are plenty of things that we can do to pick away at that problem. But I don't see those people who say they're pro-life, who are putting all these bans and barriers in our way, I don't see them stepping up and saying, yeah, let's make foster care better. Let's not leave these tens of thousands of kids who are floating around in the system, who are actually born and here on the earth. Let's take better care of them. Let's make it easier to adopt babies. Let's make sure that people have better access to things to prevent unplanned pregnancies. There are so many things we could do, but we're not doing any of that.
Really appreciate the call, Tom, and thank you so very much for listening. If you want to check in, 844-967-2789. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here for a special appearance. Vice President Kamala Harris in Big Bend in Wisconsin today. Going to be talking about Roe versus Wade, the 50th anniversary, and what has been happening in our country since the Dobbs decision was struck down. We'll continue this on the other side. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd. Where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenhoff, and Dr. Kristen Lyerly coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us if you want to call or text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Talking about Vice President Kamala Harris stopping today in Wisconsin. She's going to be in Big Bend on the 51st anniversary of Roe versus Wade, which of course was overturned in 2022. The Dobbs decision. So that is where we are now. We do have a couple of people waiting patiently on the line. Tim from Eau Claire. Good morning, Tim. Thanks for joining us. What did you want to say?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I think, you know, along with the abortion ban and they want to ban contraceptive, I think they should also, if they're going to go that, they should ban all vasectomies for men. I'm sure that would pass in a heartbeat, huh?
Well, my question, Tim, about that is, how would men feel if vasectomies were mandatory when you turned like 16 years old, and then when it was established that you were responsible enough and financially viable enough to be a father, then you could have it reversed?
Whatever.
You heard it here first, folks. Whatever.
But I think for, and thank you so much for calling, Tim. I really appreciate it. But I do think the number of men my age that I know and
28
worked with who are like, what's the big deal? 14 weeks, you know, it's all good. You can just travel or do whatever. And I've always come back with, and what if the government came to you and said, if you have a son, in order to prevent unwanted pregnancies, because it takes two, your boy has to get a vasectomy until he is mature enough to be a father. That would take care of the problem.
And see, that's something that I've wanted to discuss before. And Tom brought it up a little bit, but, and we've talked about before, is that abortion, abortion care, access, it directly affects a woman, but it affects all of us. You can't just sit back on the sidelines and wait for it to relate to you. Because I guarantee if you are a man and you have more than, say, 10 to 15 women that you know, chances are one of them has been at least through the process of consideration. And you can't just sit back and go, well, I don't understand it.
Craig, it's 1 in 4. Well, 1 in 4 women in this country will have an abortion in their lifetime.
So there you go.
And I think it's important too, Dr. Lyerly, though, to reinforce that a lot of those women are mothers who have to make. Most of them are mothers, and they know what their situations are, and they know what they can afford, and they know what they're dealing with. And I can only hope that most women only want to bring their child into a healthy environment, if possible.
Yeah, and what is a healthy environment? You know, I worked with a patient one time who had 3 kids at home, and it was one of the most heartbreaking experiences I've ever had. She knew she couldn't afford a fourth. They couldn't even afford the third one that they had. But she desperately wanted that pregnancy. She was connected to that pregnancy, but there she was seeking an abortion. And she asked me how many kids I had, and I told her I have four. And she just kind of, you know, nodded her head after our first meeting. In Wisconsin, we have a law that even for the abortion pill, you have to meet the same doctor two times right, with a 24-hour waiting period in between. So she came back for a second visit. And right before I handed her the pill, she asked me what my fourth baby was like.
Oh.
And it just broke my heart because I knew that she wanted this baby, but she couldn't afford it. And she knew, and she was trying to do the right thing, the responsible thing, but she was in an impossible situation. And that's one story. One story. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a reason. Yeah. Everybody who seeks abortion care has a reason for seeking that care.
Stephen from Green Bay has been waiting on the line. Good morning, Stephen. What did you want to say?
I have a couple of quick things to say. The first thing I want to say is for Dr. Lairley. I follow her on social media, and just an amazing individual as she is as a doctor who isn't afraid to speak the truth and speak out, no matter what that may, what consequences that may bring her. And I just want to, as a man, call the show and just say I appreciate the service, not only in the clinic but out as well. With that being said, the first thing we need to do is stop calling the right pro-life. They're really pro-birth. Secondly, there is a statistic out in a new study that says that guns are the number one killer of school-age children, and the Republicans refuse to do anything to take care of that problem. If I was a mom and I am married and I have been in a situation who is looking to bring a kid in and knowing that they're going to have to go to school one day, I would be a little scared to send them to school at this point. And, you know, you want them to have babies, but there's more, they grow up and they're not babies forever, and they do have to go to schools and they do have to do these things. And, you know, do I want to have to worry about my kid going to school one day and possibly getting murdered while he's sitting in the classroom learning his arithmetic? I don't think so. So,
thank you, Stephen. Really appreciate the call. Yeah, it's again, there is more to being pro-life than just making sure you give birth.
Yeah, Stephen, first, thank you for your kind words. That just means so much to me. And as a mom, I'll tell you that I was bringing my youngest son to school, to De Pere, to start his first day as a freshman. And I said, are you excited? And he said, yeah, but I'm really not looking forward to like the Alice drills and all of the, you know, the scary stuff that goes along with it. And this is not a kid who has a ton of anxiety, but this is what kids are facing nowadays, yeah, as they're looking at schools and watching the news and seeing all of this violence that could be prevented. There are some simple things that we could do that I think most people
agree on.
A hunting society. Yeah, most people agree.
Yes.
I mean, red flag laws, easy. We could do a better job of protecting our weapons. We're not going to get rid of guns. It's silly to even think that that's what Democrats want. We just want people to be more responsible.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much for joining us, Dr. Lairley. I really appreciate it. We will see you on Thursday at 11:06 for our regular public service announcement. If you ever have a question for the doctor, you can call or text in or shoot us an email to Matt Nair on air, all one word, MATENAER on air at civicmedia.us. Thank you so very much, Dr. K. We'll see you next week. Stay with us. News is coming up next, and then we're talking hoops in Oak Creek. This is Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. 1 in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.